There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile, hour number two, and glad to have you along on this Monday edition of the show. Remember all the discussions we do surrounding COVID-19, and it can come from government officials we talk to, people in the medical field we talk to, child psychologists last week, what to tell your kids during this. We tackle all those parts of it, small business, really focused on it. Of course, Cam Marston back tomorrow with What's Working Special Edition at 1 as we continue our focus into small businesses. Also this hour, a friend of mine whose business, you might be seeing some of his product around town. If you do go to one of those essential stores that's open and you're looking at that piece of plexiglass that just wasn't there the other day, he's going to join me to talk about that coming up in about 30 minutes here. Right now, our conversation with our friend Danny Litford, of course, today's homeowner radio. And then, Danny, you've got a TV show or something that goes along with that,
right?
Yeah,
we have a little television show that's been out there for just 22 years, so it's doing okay.
it's a new thing. We'll see if it catches on, this TV stuff. I want to point out, too, that as I talk to you, I imagine you're checking in from your home studio, right?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Can y'all just picture, okay, because I talked to Danny on the technical side, but can you picture what Danny Litford's home studio looks like? Like, mine is just my desk with some stuff slung on it at the house. I can only just be jealous ahead of time what your home studio is like.
Oh, it's pretty modest, but basically just a closet. You know how well that works, but mm-hmm. I've got some really cool acoustic panels here and a bunch of little slides and buttons. I'm not sure what they do, so far so good on that.
Oh, come on, he's downplaying it. Just once again, y'all, picture if somebody was going to do a home studio and it was Danny Litford, what it would look like. We'll leave it at that because I want to get to some projects for the rest of us out there. First of all, I do want to ask you, just as Mobilian and my friend and all that, how are y'all dealing with this in the construction trades and working in people's houses? How do you deal with what the governor's rolled out here with the stay at home?
Well, it's really really hurting the construction company, particularly because people not only concerned with the virus exposure and so forth, but also so concerned about the economic impact of all of this. And just, they may want to hold off on building that addition or remodeling that bathroom or kitchen until they see what's going on. So the work is definitely slowed down considerably from that standpoint. On the TV side, where everything's pretty normal, even though the same scenario, we don't want to subject our production team out working, because as you know, on the television show, we're working side by side, not 6 feet apart, on these projects, so we don't feel comfortable for the homeowners or for my team, so we're holding off on that. And of course, I have 500 shows in the can, so you might see a rerun here and there, but we'll be back in production just as soon as it makes sense to do so.
See, y'all, I mean, it affects us all. It affects everybody up and down the line. Affects Danny and his business as well. So we're all, getting through this together. And I love this because note comes out this last week that you had projects. You know the reality that people are self-quarantining, staying at home orders, whatever it is around the country. They're spending more time at home and maybe got a chance to tackle some of these things we should have been doing years in the past, but hey, no time better than now.
Well, absolutely. And everybody has those rainy day projects that they keep putting off and putting off. And a lot of them are projects that, once you get started on it, you really need to move on through it. And, organizing and getting, tackling that closet, just go and attack that one closet. Maybe the attic, maybe the garage. Just do these one little pieces at a time. What you have to start with is parting ways with some of those things you haven't used in years and years.
No.
And then buy a few of the containers and, and organize them, and certainly donate as much as you possibly can. I'll tell you what, it's such a simplistic, gratifying feeling when you're able to complete a project like that. And if you have the available time now, it's a perfect time to start and finish some of those projects.
Yeah, I've thought about this in the past. You know, I've talked about it. For you, it's not, because y'all are constantly on to the next one. But for the homeowner to finish one of these projects, especially if you have a job where you're never quite finished, right? You have a job, you show back up, and there's a new stack of work every Monday, and you work through it, and there's a new stack of work the next Monday. These projects do bring some satisfaction, because you can kind of dust off your jeans and say, well, that's done. That's finished.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And it keeps giving you that satisfaction over and over. And I'll tell you another one that I'm telling you that a lot of people are dealing with this. And that is, over the years, you've tried to capture all of those nice little family movies that you take. And back then it was Super 8, then it was Beta, it was VHS. There's all these different formats. And you have them in the box. They're deteriorating because they're all on tape. And you'd love to get them on a jump drive, on a computer, on a drive, or even a DVD player. And I'll tell you something, my oldest daughter Chelsea did several years ago. It is such a valuable thing for us, is she took all of those formats. Now, this went back to when I was 1 year old, right up to the time of our last family vacation.
Oh, wow.
And she took all of these, put them on DVDs, made a little library for each member of the family. It has 22 DVDs, 2 hours apiece, with an index, the whole thing. So the question is, how do you transfer all of those? Because you don't have that camcorder or that thing anymore. She went right on eBay and bought these things for $8 and $10 used, in order to patch it into the DVD player, and she did every single bit of that for very, very little money. A lot of time. A lot of us have a lot of time right now, but I'm telling you, that was a valuable, valuable thing that she presented to the family that Christmas.
So you just got to figure out, if you go to eBay, well, we could, you know, we could holler at Chelsea to see, but I mean, go to eBay and say, hey, I want to go from, what, this camera to a computer or this other camera?
Well, it's basically a DVR, a DVD player that records, okay. And you're just patched into that straight into one of these little cameras. I mean, she bought 3 or 4 of these little cameras. I don't even think she spent $40 for all 3 of these little things, and just played the tape or the disc or whatever format it was. And again, some of these went back to 1958. It was just incredible. And then just feed it right into the DVD player and then make copies of it. It truly is unbelievable. I don't know how much time it took her, but it was a valuable, valuable gift. And that's the kind of thing, talking about something that keeps on giving. And when would you ever have time to do that? Well, if you have that time now and you are quarantined and isolated a bit, it's a pretty cool thing. Plus, you will laugh and laugh and laugh at all of the videos that you haven't seen in years. So it's a pretty good win-win situation there.
Yeah, we could use that for sure. As we look at these projects around the house, you talked about the organization and storage. Are we talking about things? Are we going to have to build out some stuff? Or you talked about those storage systems. I mean, kind of walk us through that. What's hot? What should we be doing?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we did on a few shows back is we actually took 6 containers. You know, people call them totes and bins and different things. Anyway, 6 fairly sturdy ones, and we created a tower for where 3 of them, basically using 2x4s and 1x2s, created just a little slide system that they would slide right in. The bottom one was on the floor, then the other one slid just a couple inches above it, and then the next one up above there. You don't want to get too high on it because, you know, it'd be dangerous to try to pull something heavy down out of that. But then labeled every one of them, and in a short little bit of space in the garage, essentially 4 foot by 3 foot, and then going up to 6 or 7 foot, 6 different totes were in there with just an amazing amount of stuff in it, labels on it, and just completely changed that garage with that one simple project. Material cost with the totes and so forth, they can get a little expensive, was under $100. So it was just amazing what that little simple project, working with some homeowners that didn't have that much, you know, experience in doing that, they were thrilled in what they were able to accomplish with that.
You know, while we're in the garage, I heard you talking about it last week, organizing your power tools in the garage. Can you do that as a little coronavirus project?
It's Absolutely, and a lot of times that's just making it visible. That can be as simple as a little 2x12 with a little 1x2 on the front of it to keep it from sliding off, mounting it above your workbench so that you can just reach and grab it very easily. And also on a workbench, there's some really clever ways of creating a fold-down workbench where it folds up and locks when you need it, and then it just folds against the wall when you don't, to save all of the room you can. And that video is available on our website at todayshomeowner.com. And those are little simple things that won't take you a lot of time, won't take you a lot of materials to do, and it just simplifies life. And I always hear homeowners say things like, "Wow, if I'd have known it was that easy, I would have done that a long time ago."
Sure.
So think of that as motivation to go ahead and get a lot of these kind of things done.
Okay, coming right back with Danny Litford. We'll talk more about the website where, if you engage in these projects, you do what I've been doing for years and years and years, going and watching Danny do it first, and then going, "Oh yeah, it is not as daunting as I thought it was." Coming right back, more Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Reminder, too, all the interviews we do surrounding COVID-19 and local news are under that tab on our podcast. It's like a separate podcast page. You can get all those podcasts by going to fmtalk1065.com and clicking podcast. You can also get them delivered to your phone, iTunes, Stitcher, really any podcast platform. We're waiting for you right there. But if you want to get specifically interviews from a wide-ranging field of subjects surrounding the fight against coronavirus and all this going on, go to the front page for our website and click the link for COVID-19 local news. This discussion with my buddy Danny Litford is going to be one of those things we'll put up there because we're looking at it from all the different angles. And Danny, you're talking about, hey, let's make lemonade out of lemons here. If you're going to be home, time to tackle some projects.
Well, certainly. I mean, you at this point, you see so many things on social media where people are dealing with levels of boredom they have never encountered. And, for me, I get real restless. I have to do something. I've got to move around, get my mind off of all of the news and so forth. And I'll tell you, if you take on a nice, manageable project so that it doesn't add to any stress, but you'll get the gratification out of it, it's pretty neat. I'll tell you one thing. I've had a lot of great feedback when we've recommended to people to stain their grout on their floors. You can get the grout stain at the home center there. You can walk right in on the flooring aisle. And they have several different colors. Now, I wouldn't recommend the little crayons or the little bitty pencils and things. They just don't do well. But you get a little pint or a little quart, I swear you can do an entire football field worth of ceramic with this. It is so easy to clean. And then that way, if you have a bathroom or you have a foyer where maybe that entryway or right where you step out of the shower is a little darker than the rest of it, you clean it up very well, and then you can stain it slightly darker, slightly lighter, so that everything's consistent. You'll be amazed for $15 or $20 what you can do to that ceramic floor. You'll think that you've laid a new floor. That's a really good one. Another one is installing a backsplash. You have your sink there in the kitchen or your bathroom, or you have your range area and your cooktop. You'll be surprised at how many different type of backsplashes are available, whether you use just tile, of course, the very popular subway tile, but they also have scenes. They have like the rooster, the sunset, and it is so easy nowadays to install. There's even something called Simple Mat that's nothing more than a big giant piece of double stick tape. You peel off the back, stick it on the wall, peel off the other part, push that tile right in there, and you're ready to grout within just a few minutes. Chelsea and I've done a number of backsplashes like that. So easy to do, and it can put a little bit of your personality in that kitchen or bath.
Wait a second. So we could do an adhesive? This is like a tape that we could stick these tiles on?
Exactly. Again, it's called Simple Mat, and comes in sheets. It's just that. You just peel it off and stick it right to the wall. You want your wall to be fairly smooth, fairly clean. But you can put it right over drywall, right over existing ceramic, whatever you have there. And then when you put your tiles in, whether they're individual tiles or one that's a mosaic type, you just push it into it a little bit, and that's it. No waiting time, nothing. You still have to do whatever little bit of cutting that you might need to do to create it for that space. But after you're done with that, the beauty of it is you can proceed with the grouting right away. You don't have to wait overnight for your thin-set adhesive to go. So we're talking about just a few hours here. You know, maybe surprise your wife with something there if she, you know, has a particular tile that she likes. A lot of the mirrored tiles are also very popular. And it's just great. I mean, it really looks great, and it holds up extremely well. It's a great way to go.
Yeah, it makes it even maybe doable for a guy like me. And I like the grout idea. I mean, I'll trust you, it makes a big difference, and all you're really doing is changing the color of the grout, not the actual tiles.
That's right, because a floor can look very old and dated just because you have an area, the area that's used the most, is just old and dirty. And you get it nice and clean, and then you go right over it with this stain grout. You can use a little bitty artist brush, and you're done. You just roll it right across there, and that's completely it. They also have some grout applicators that are very, very easy to use as well. It's just almost like a squirt bottle. And it's just we love when we expose people across the country to these kind of ideas, and then we get these great emails back with pictures, before and after pictures, saying, thanks, I had no idea it was that easy. So that's pretty cool when you can, you know, kind of get some gratification, our own gratification, on projects that other people do. You can't beat that.
All right, so this will be self-serving, but it'll help out a lot of people. You know my crew. You watch us usually a couple rows ahead of you at church.
That's right.
And my crew, that they're energetic, my children. You got some projects for the Sullivan kids?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, on very young children, you would be surprised, and I did this with my little grandson, Gus, when they stayed a few days with us at my new house, a roll of painter's tape, blue painter's tape, and you create an obstacle course throughout the house.
What?
And you just take little pieces of tape, and then all you have to do is say, follow the tape, and, you know, you can use a little timer on your phone just to make it kind of fun. And then over this tape, over the chair, and then they run around the coffee table, and then maybe outside and back inside. You know, it wears them out a little bit so that they sleep well at night, but they love this challenge of something like that. So, and you can do almost anything with that. That's a great way to go. Also, we created a little racetrack for him so that he could take his little model cars, and he would run around on top of the blue tape everywhere instead of scarring up the new floors.
Smart move.
So that worked out pretty well. Hey, another thing we did on a show last year was we created a large Jenga game, tumble tower, as they call it sometimes, and just short little pieces of 2x4, and we cut them all 1 foot long, and then we took a variety of different colors, and I had the children that we were working with on this particular episode actually paint the ends of these to make it nice and colorful, and then just like you do a regular Jenga game, they just, for hours and hours and hours. Now, that was right after we built this little kid-size picnic table, and that's another thing they can help you with. Cost about $30 worth of materials, real simple. All of the information's on our website. And build this little picnic table with the Jenga table on it. They are set up for a while. It's their little space in the yard.
No, I like it. And you mentioned with the kids and painting, got me thinking about the other project that I imagine a bunch of people are taking on right now, and that's painting in their house. Any quick tips here?
Well, certainly, don't get too ambitious. Make sure that you can start and finish it. I mentioned painter's tape. That's a real friend of those that don't paint all the time, mm-hmm. to help you get those nice, clean, professional lines. And not only painting walls, a lot of people are painting their furniture, and that's why chalk paint is so big. It doesn't require much preparation. It holds up and really looks good in a lot of different designs and decor. It's a pretty cool way of going there as well.
All right. So chalk paint, is it, I mean, it looked different. I mean, is it chalk or is it paint? What?
It's just a mixture of. It's just a little thicker paint. And as a result of that, you have to do almost no sanding, a little bit of cleaning of the surface. But one coat, you're done. This is none of this priming and sanding and painting like you have to do with cabinets. For a furniture piece, we actually did one this past weekend on a small, little, ugly, old, stained sad-looking furniture, and now it's in the foyer of our house and just looks great.
Wow. All right, Danny, we appreciate these tips, but remind folks, you talked about the website, how they get there, and it's searchable as well, right, for their projects?
Oh, yeah. A lot of information. There's over 4,000 videos on there, over 6,000 articles, todayshomeowner.com. Just go there and put anything in the internal search engine, and you'll find a variety of different ways of going. And also, a lot of people love our simple solutions that my buddy Joe Truini put together. You know what? There's over 500 of those waiting on you right now.
Y'all check it out. Of course, check out the many airings of Today's Homeowner Radio right here on FM Talk 106.5 starting at noon on Saturday. And the TV show, Danny?
Absolutely. 6:30 on Saturday evenings on WKRG and also on the CW network on Sunday mornings at 11.
Now, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us, and we'll check back in with you. Y'all stay safe.
Okay, so thanks a lot. You as well. Everybody keep the spirits up.
That's for sure. And you're helping out. It's our friend Danny Lipford checking in. And we're coming right back. Seen a lot of new plexiglass at stores lately? We've got a guy who's in that business going to talk about it next.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Big thank you to our buddy Danny Lipford checking in, giving us some projects to do around the house. If you're staying at home, you know, you're quarantining, you're doing that. Listen, you've worked a lot probably in the yard. Now you got some projects in the house or physically attached to the house you want to do. Well, he's got the resources for you. And also, I mentioned before we went to the news break. So what's up with all the plexiglass? And if you've gone to stores, if you've gone in and shopped over the last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, you watched it just a few places and then more and more. And I'd say it's way more than half. I'd say it's 75% of the stores that I've been to as of late have a plexiglass divider between myself and the cashier, or the whatever that person is, or somebody that I'm talking to there. There's this piece of plexiglass between us. So where did all that come from? Lucky for us, I've got a buddy who is in this business, a local business, been doing it a long time, John Glover from Alpha Plastics, joining us now. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Man, I'm good, and it's good that I can get you on to talk plexiglass. It's something that maybe people haven't thought of day in and day out, but in the age of this fight against coronavirus, you've got one of those products that people really want. It's in demand.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it has definitely become more and more prevalent here with everything in the coronavirus. I know we've done some projects for you and different mm-hmm. folks on the side, but now it's really become our mainstay.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've done projects for and do a lot of projects for fun and for industrial and residential, but this is commercial retail operations is where I'm seeing this plexiglass.
Yeah, so like you say, if you've been into any of the big box stores, anything lately, any of the grocery stores, that's really their first line of defense in protecting their customers against sneezes and so forth, and so that's really been a boon for our business.
Yeah, it's a sneeze-proof and cough-proof glass that people are looking for, but I mean, it's the reality is we have these stores that are still open, considered essential, and we need the things they're selling, and we have to be able to look at the cashier and conduct business. It's a way to keep these stores open, so I'd say good on you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I do appreciate you having me on today. It is a way, you know, nobody's accustomed to what we're going through, and so in order to be able to provide the things that folks need on a day-in, day-out basis, our product, whether it be the plexiglass or polycarbonate or Lexan, is a way to protect their customers, let them come in and still conduct business.
Yeah, I'm fixing to get an education, y'all, because I've done this before with Johnny, explained it, and I've forgotten. Okay, because they're different, plexiglass and polycarbonate and Lexan, right? I mean, they're all see-through, but they're different.
Right, so just a quick 101 on that. Plexiglass is actually a brand name of acrylic.
Okay.
And you have Lucite, and you have a number of different manufacturers, and then, so that's a clear product, and then another clear product, It's a little more durable. Is most people have heard of it. It's Lexan, but it's actually polycarbonate. Lexan is just a brand name of polycarbonate.
Okay, so we're basically, this is like saying Kleenex, but meaning tissue, or vice versa.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
What are, when you're getting contacted here from these retail, what are they looking for? They just saying, hey, give me something clear, or they call them with a certain, they have specs on this stuff coming from the parent company?
You know, so we can do, well, you're exactly right. Corporate may be instructing them, but we can do as little or as much as the customer needs. They'll call in, and a lot of the local glass houses in town maybe are leading this. And they'll go in. We have the ability to do installations as well, but we can do anything from a standard sheet size of 4 foot by 8 foot to cutting it down to size, knocking the edges off of it, putting a little pass through. We have, you know, for putting your money in and so forth. I remember hearing you and Dalton talking maybe last week about how precarious it was under one situation at one of the box stores, because mm-hmm. Nobody's really sure how to do it and where the customers are standing and whatnot. But so we can do pass throughs, speak throughs. One of our customers, we actually built a framework for it where it sat up on their counter and kept people away from their receptionist. So any number of ways to go about it.
Well, I mean, but it's, you just pointed something out that my experience at one of the stores where they had the, 6 feet of separation, and there was the line, and then there was the card swipe thing, and being, vertically limited here, me stretching while keeping my feet on the 6 foot line and reaching over to put the card in the thing wasn't really happening. So with the plexiglass, I can actually get up closer and conduct business, but still keep everybody safe.
Right, and it does allow to be wiped down and stay as germ free as possible. But some of the stores you'll go into and the way they have it set up doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense. But they're able to tell corporate that they have something in place. Other times, if we're allowed to come in and do some of the design work and let them know what our capabilities are, the materials capabilities. Then it can be a little more practical and useful for them.
All right, because y'all, and I want to get into some of the really super cool stuff being done with y'all's products, but y'all are doing this not just by the sheet. You could come in and look at a place and design something that works better than just a straight sheet.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done that for a number of places indirectly. I think if you've been into the post office lately, we'll be a part of multiple locations and so forth like that, and working with them and sometimes people don't understand what the yield of a sheet is, and we'll help them maximize it doesn't really matter to them how large the protective thing is. They're just throwing out a ballpark number, but we'll know what sheet sizes are most efficient for that.
What do people need? I mean, from what you're seeing, you're just joining us, talking to my friend John Glover from Alpha Plastics, and talking about all those, the clear plastics you're looking through now at the retail stores that are open. I know every situation is probably specific and different, but is there a general design that's better than the others? Is it three-sided, four-sided? I mean, what have you been getting the most requests for like that?
Well, and it depends on the, on the office and so forth. Again, we did a kind of a three-sided enclosure, if you will, for one of the local manufacturers, and they didn't have a lot of customer communications and so forth, so they didn't require speak through. They just needed something to keep everything off of the receptionist. On other things, I think you had maybe Bill Krause and his partner Krause and Bumpers in last week, and they've kind of come up with the design work and some stuff that we've done for some positions where it's an actual enclosure that...
Yeah, and I want people, if they haven't seen it, I think we linked it through on the Facebook page last week when we were having that discussion, and I know Cam Marston was having that discussion with Bill Krause, but this is that intubation box, right, that that I think Dr. DiVittorio was talking about. This is, right, this is like a, four-sided or five-sided?
It will be four-sided.
Four-sided.
Two sides, the top, and then the front where the physician will actually have some cutouts and he'll put his hand in there.
So and these things are at hospital. Those aren't, I mean, this not at the retail store. These are the things using this plexiglass being used at hospitals.
Correct, and we're having a lot of physicians' offices and hospitals throughout the Southeast that have been calling in, you know, wondering. We're one of the few fabricators here along the Gulf Coast, and so they've, you know, they have a need. They're not really sure how to address that need, and so we'll work with them on a design level, and again, going back to the capabilities of the different materials and so forth, but. Yeah, I mean, a lot of doctor's offices, banks, you know, anybody that deals with the public on a regular basis.
You know, anything in this economy right now that people are talking about quite often is in short supply and high demand, not to start any kind of panic, or just walk us through your world here. Now that this is becoming more common at retail stores, medical facilities, what's the supply like? How do you talk about manufacturing this? How far out? I mean, are you booked for weeks, or can people get this?
Well, and so it did become almost a futures market, if you will, when this first started happening. You know, people were calling around wanting, you know, hundreds of sheets or thousands of sheets. And, you know, so that is a concern of what the future inventory will be like industry-wide. But... We were able to kind of look at, say, some of our customers asking for these larger amounts. All right, how can we accommodate them but still take care of our regular business, which would just be onesies or twosies, or you know? And then also, what is it going to look like a month from now, or whenever we're kind of on the backside of this thing, when we need to be able to provide material for, like I say, our regular customers that's not virus related. So it's kind of a guessing game. They're you know, like you say, not to create a toilet paper scare
right.
or anything. But,
let's not do that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. But it could be an issue.
Okay.
There are certain other materials. That they're making these shields, face shields, some of the ENTs and stuff that you've seen, and that particular material has been very, very difficult to find. But, you know, we've been doing this, like you say, for a little over 40 years. We've got, we have some pretty good relationships with the different manufacturers, and so we're in a pretty good position right now.
All right. If somebody wants to talk to you about their business, their needs for this, some questions about it, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we have a special place on our website that kind of addresses some of our, well, all of our capabilities, but particularly how it relates to the virus protection. And that web address is www.al-flaplastics.com. Or just give us a call, 251-471-1130. You know where we are. You've been by a few times on different projects, but we're on the I-65 service road just north of Moffitt, over on the east side service road, and most people are familiar with it. It's a block north of the Budweiser distributor, so most people kind of know where that is.
That's right. And yes, and hopefully next time it'll be back to the fun projects, plexiglass for boats and those kind of things. John, as always, man, I appreciate talking with you. Appreciate your time and best of luck.
All right. Thanks so much, Sean. You guys take care.
Will do. John Glover from Alpha Plastics checking in. Local business making a difference out there. You're seeing their work in the retail stores you're probably going to go to today if you do get out, if you don't violate any Don't violate any shelter in place. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 153 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this Monday. Yeah, I saw Lawrence Becker's article over at AL.com about crawfish during the coronavirus. Let's get the actual headline. It's springtime in Mobile, let there be crawfish. This came out this morning. It talked about how people are getting around doing crawfish boils. You know, the crawfish boil by its nature is a violation of 6 feet of distancing, right? Just, I have an idea, though, that this is just, well, it stinks, because most people want to get together and socialize around crawfish, but some of us have such a strong crawfish addiction that we're still just like, we would sit. I realized I had a problem, y'all, when I would sit by myself and eat crawfish. That started back in the late 1980s. So I'm no better now. So a delivery, because we get stuff, you can get a lot of food delivered now. Right, and you can get your groceries delivered to the house as well. I would argue that it's probably safest to have boiled crawfish delivered. Anybody doing that? I guess you can go to the place and pick them up, but what if you want to stay at home? You're going to truly shelter in place, and you're not going to go out and expose other people or be exposed. What about having crawfish right to the house? Would that be a Dalton, is there somebody doing that? Is there, you know, we've talked about the crawfish apps out there, but wouldn't it be cool if it would be like crawfish near you, and you could plug in, of course I'm opening my phone looking here, what do you do this, that you could just plug in your location on the, get a map, like a geolocate map, and say, okay, I'm right here, and I want crawfish, I live at, 1234 Main Street, I'm here, and bingo, who wants to bring me crawfish? I don't know, maybe it's a way to keep that going. Then you could have you'd be like me, just eat crawfish by yourself. See, let's see. People, I have not checked the crawfish prices. I imagine usually about this time of year is when they're coming down a whole bunch, because normally this is when we start getting our basin crawfish in with the ones out of the ponds, right? So that floods the market. But I know, they're getting ready to open the Bonnie Carey Spillway again, Mississippi River at flood. I guess when they do Bonnie Carey, it spills east, and that protects the crawfish farms and the people in the basin to some degree, west of the Mississippi River. So I don't know. I don't know. I have not checked it's a shame. I have not checked the crawfish prices, but maybe because of demand, maybe demand's, is it lower or higher with people staying? Like, I don't know. What do you think? I would argue that the demand right now is lower. And the supply, you can't, other than cooking them and freezing them and all that, you can't stockpile crawfish, right? I mean, there'll be a time when we get into summertime, the crawfish won't be, they won't be harvesting crawfish. So should the price, should they be flooding the market right now? I don't know. Just looking for maybe some good news there and an idea for somebody out there, delivery, like a immediate delivery, on-demand delivery, crawfish. Tony, he said, I got some 2 weekends ago, $1.95 a pound. Is that, and Buck's saying $1.55 a pound for large. That's good. That's good. The price is getting a little bit better. By the time you put your own season in there, and what do you got in it? If you buy $1.55 and you do your own cooking, you're not looking at it. You're looking at what, $1.65, $1.70, something like that per pound. That's good. That's good. So some crawfish in the news. Kind of stuff we talk about down here, maybe not in the rest of the country, when we're talking about the coronavirus fight. And we continue the discussion tomorrow morning starting at 6 with Mobile Mornings, but actually keep the discussion going 24/7 on our website, fmtalk1065.com, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. You can reach out directly to me on Twitter at fmtalk1065, and we'll take some pictures of some things here whatever we find, to put up on our Instagram page to populate that as well. All right, for Dalton and the whole crew, and big thank you to our guests today, Danny, and of course, my buddy John Glover. Thank you for joining us. Todd Stacy from Alabama Daily News. We'll see you again tomorrow at noon for Midday Mobile, but at 6 mañana for Mobile Mornings.